Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. It's Wednesday, March the 14th. Wednesday, March the 14th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister's got a very important topic for you today. We want to talk about this negative habit pattern cycling. We want to break it down in a couple of different titles or different words we could use to explain it. But basically, we just want to talk about the cycles of abuse. And now, what's interesting is that abuse doesn't necessarily roll or doesn't come in a way by which we can easily identify, meaning that everybody has a different way by which we operate. Most of us, when we operate, we never really examine it. We just call that our lifestyle. It's just our way by which we live our life. And so the way by which we live our life is very important to how we express ourselves. What's important to understand is that the way that you live is a pattern. We all live our life in a particular way or in a particular pattern. And these patterns are power. And it's important to understand that this is a particular cycle. And this cycle is the way that your pattern works. So everybody's pattern works a little differently from everybody else's. And so it's important for you just to understand your own pattern or your own cycle or the way that that you live or the way that you view or perceive or understand life. And most people are not aware of their patterns. And it's important not that you share your pattern with other people, but that you understand your pattern yourself, because patterns are power. So we all get our energy from these patterns. Most of our patterns are empowered by the four things that make up the cycle. So the number one thing is everybody goes through, number one, tension building or tension. Number two is the incident. Number three is the reconciliation. And number four is the honeymoon stage before the next tension. That is the cycle. Everybody goes through that particular cycle. The problem is we're just not aware of it. And because we're not aware of it, we cannot manage it. So everything that I do inside of the life management system is to make you aware of your current habit pattern. I like to use the word negative. It's not necessarily negative because of it's good or bad. It's negative because it's not the one that you designed to operate with. So since we're not operating according to that pattern, the pattern has power over the design. So without understanding that, we don't understand the psychological terms or the things like gaslighting, like projecting, like love bombing, like no contact, like triangulation, like enabling, like scapegoating, like hovering, like baiting, like silencing, like mirroring. All of these are psychological ways that most people who we like to classify as narcissists are sociopathic behaviors that are actually everybody's behavior. The psychopath or the sociopath or the narcissist gets a bad rap because they've mastered the behavior. The problem with your cycle of abuse is that you are in one of the four stages right now, but you're just not aware of it. My goal is to make you aware so that way you can be aware that you are aware. By being aware, awareness is consciousness, it's perception that destroys the enemy's yoke. He doesn't have power when you are aware. Now, something as simple as, for example, I mentioned and I talk about my tooth, for example. And as I use that as an example, I was doing research, and I do this for a living, so I knew that that was a cause that had to be something other than sugar that caused the deterioration of my tooth. So the four elements that I mentioned are stages that make up narcissistic and sociopathic behavior exist inside of everybody. The only difference is the narcissist, the sociopath, is an expert at it, and they use it as a weapon. So everybody is in number one, tension, number two, incident, number three, reconciliation, or number four, again, which is the honeymoon. Everybody goes through this four-step process. But the problem is that's the cycle of something called abuse. Now, the word abuse gets a bad rap because it just means misuse. It means the misapplication of it. Now, let me give you a crystal clear example using something that does not have to do with relationships, money, finances. It has to do with my health or my tooth. And so, as I've been researching and just going through it, I looked into holistic, which I've done before, but it didn't dawn on me. What I'm about to tell you right now is so profound that it for me, I'm still dumbfounded. So my entire life, I have always eaten, as my father has, and his father, trail mix. For some reason or another, now, in my blood type, again, makes me a gorilla. A gorilla eats nuts and berries and leaves and stuff. I'm not a polar bear, so I don't eat fat and meat. I do eat it, but that's not the staple of my diet. Now, if you are O blood, whether you're positive or negative, you are more likely to be inclined to eat like a polar bear. If you are like my blood type, and if you are positive blood, you're more inclined to eat like a gorilla. So all my life, since I can remember, I've eaten trail mix. I've eaten nuts and berries and a lot of beans, a lot of grains, all my life. All my life. So I was researching how in the world I got this big hole in my teeth, my tooth. Now, I know sugar causes cavities, but I know I don't really eat. I brush my teeth, and other people I see eat a lot more sugar than I eat, and they don't have holes in their teeth. Doing my research, I come across something that I'm still trying to wrap my brain around. This should be taught to every person on the planet. So I'm hoping you write down this one word. It's spelled P-H-Y-T-I-C, phytic acid. Now, this is only found inside of everything that I just said. Fruits, nuts, berries, seeds, primarily carbohydrates, or fruits and vegetables. Now, the next thing that blew my mind was it wasn't this particular acid itself. It was the fact that the way God produced the planet, and I'm going somewhere, so kind of follow me. Everybody needs carbohydrates, and plants automatically remove this phytic acid, P-H-Y-T-I-C acid, or it limits when a plant is fermented, meaning that when it grows. So whenever a plant is organic, it automatically neutralizes this particular acid inside of all of the nuts, fruits, vegetables, and everything else. But if it is not organic, that acid becomes into a phytase, P-H-Y-A-T-E-S. That is detrimental to your teeth. In fact, according to every holistic dentist that I've researched and I've talked to, that is the number one cause of cavities. Now, I'm an old dude. I've never heard that in my life, ever. I've never heard a dentist say anything about what causes true tooth decay. They always say sugar. Now, why am I bringing this up when I'm talking about, again, understanding cycles of abuse? What you don't know will kill you. Do you not know that the hardening of the teeth goes through a remineralization process and a demineralization process. And the way that this acid works is it robs the body of its natural ability to absorb minerals and enzymes. So in other words, I don't care how much minerals and enzymes you eat in your diet, this one particular enzyme that's found inside primarily of everything that goes inside a trail mix. Now, I would brush my teeth after I eat sugar, but I wouldn't worry about brushing my teeth after I eat trail mix. Why? It's healthy. I had no idea. Now, I researched Dr. Weston Price. He's one of the leading guys, way back in the 1800s, and Jethro Kloss. Both of these guys said the same thing. That enzyme, it doesn't decay the teeth. It pulls four things out of the diet, and that causes the decay of the tooth. Now, everything in my diet is inside of these reports. Everything. See, I've been saying this for years, and I'm going to keep saying it because I cannot prove myself wrong. Every physical problem is the result of a lack of understanding, knowledge. Like the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You show me a problem, I'm going to show you a lack of knowledge. I'm going to show you you're missing. So every time I have a conflict, every time I get into a debate, every time I get into an argument, every time I have a financial problem, every time I have a health problem, every time I have a wisdom problem, every time I have a relationship problem, I know the problem. I know where it's at. It's hidden because my brain is missing a key element that is needed to solve the problem. I'm yet to prove myself wrong. I've been trying to do it. And I cannot prove my own self wrong. Every problem that exists in my life is the result of a lack of something that I'm missing. So all I got to do is find that element, implement it into my life, and solve every problem. That's how I go through life. I've never met a problem I cannot solve. Never. Now, I've quit. I've moved. I've got pissed off. I'm the most impatient dude on the planet. I want this shit yesterday. And if I don't find it yesterday, then I get angry and I get upset and I have a temper tantrum. But that doesn't remove the fact that the solution exists. There is no problem in life. I cannot find one problem. Every problem that I've encountered, I've solved. I've not encountered a problem. And the reason I'm telling you this is because everybody that's a part of the life management system has a problem. What is the problem? You have not identified your cycle. What is your cycle? Now, remember, you call it perception. You call it awareness. You call it, brother, will. This is how I see the world. So somebody comes into your office and you respond. An event happened to you, you react. You say that's normal. That is your pattern. It may be normal or it may be abnormal. That's irrelevant. The point of today's message is to get you to understand that what I understood about my tooth. I got a hole in my tooth and I should not have one. There is a reasonable and logical, there's no demons, there's no devils. They exist, but they're not bothering me. There's a reasonable and a logical explanation as to why. So I researched and I found the reasonable and logical. I do that with everybody. Every client I got, they tell me, Brother Will, I got this problem. And then I offer them the solution and they say, well, Brother Will, that's not the solution. And I say, I got $10,000 on the line to say that it is. I'm yet to be proved wrong. Because life is really simple. We make it hard. How do we make it hard? Number one, this is your cycle. Your job is to find out where you're at in this cycle. And when you find out, you need to get out. That's it. Now, how do you get out? It's something called unconditional love. That means loving without ownership. That means to remove the energy out. How do you do that? Okay. The energy that I'm putting into my tooth that caused the hole to exist is eating non-organic nuts and vegetables because it has something in it called phytic acid. This phytic acid, when it goes into the mouth and it intermingles with the saliva inside of the mouth, it totally solidifies so that way you cannot assimilate. Now, if you listen to all of my theocentric stuff that I did years ago, I talked about one thing. That is, it's not what you eat, it's what the body can assimilate. So this one enzyme that's only found in fruits, nuts, and vegetables that's non-organic totally robs the body of its ability to absorb iron, zinc, calcium, phosphorus, and what was the other one? It was one more. So in other words, you could eat all day. You could eat iron all day. You could eat zinc all day. You could eat phosphorus all day. You could eat calcium all day. But this one enzyme, this one acid, phytic, P-H-Y-T-I-C acid, every dentist knows this. They just assume you do. Well, unfortunately, I didn't know that. That's why I got a hole in my tooth. Now, if I had listened to some folk who was telling me other things, but see, I knew because it didn't resonate with my spirit. Now, this also produces a waste product called lactic acid. So that was a pattern. So notice the problem did not stop because I did not know the solution. In other words, gravity works whether you are aware of gravity or not. My teeth got a hole in it because I was unaware that my body was not absorbing minerals and enzymes due to the fact that my diet, which is, again, primarily trail mix type. I love grains. I love seeds. I love berries. Didn't say nothing about green leafy vegetables. It didn't say nothing about meat. None of the other stuff I eat. But I always chew. Every time I drive, I got a bag of trail mix. Every time I snack, I got trail mix. Since I was 8 years old, I've been walking around with a bag of trail mix. And the only thing based upon every that affects the dentin, the D-E-N-T-I-N, trail mix. That's not organic. So if I'd have kept living my life, I'd cut out all the sugar, I did everything that everybody recommended, guess what happened? I still would have holes in my teeth. But my spirit, my intuition kept telling me, keep researching, keep studying, keep looking, because there is something that you're not doing. That's the only difference between me and everybody else. So I'm a bad guy, right? I unfortunately hurt people. In relationships, I make bonehead decisions. So I know there's a reason why I make bonehead decisions. Now, it's not your job to figure me out. It's my job. I take my job very seriously. And in my job, I found that the number one, this is four-stage process. Number one, tension. So what is tension? Now, remember, everybody goes through this. Certain things cause you tension. It don't cause me tension. Let's say I have a bill and it's not paid. Does that bill cause me tension? What about somebody else? It might cause you. You might like your credit. You got a high credit score. You want to make sure that you keep your high credit score. And you bust into me. I don't give a damn about credit. So I'm going to cause tension in your life. You don't know why. Tension is a breakdown in communication. Tension is a separation from your design. Tension means you're not living your life according to your originality, your original design. In other words, there's something inside of you that God gave you. Now, remember, you are flawed for your purpose. I was talking to a client, a well-known client who's very affluent, well, that's all I can say. Let's just say I was talking to a client that's probably not like you and I. And this client was having some issues, and I was sharing with this client because the issues that the client was having was because the client was actually in a position where that flaw you can't have. Let me give an example. Let's say you got a problem with alcohol. You get offered a job paying you $200,000 to manage a bar. You go into that job and you are great. You got great leadership skills. You got great everything that requires to operate a bar, except you got one flaw. That flaw, you like sour grapes, fermented grapes. It's called alcoholism. Now, nobody knows this flaw. You keep it on the DL. And everybody can't figure out why you are great in every other attribute that's needed to run the bar, but you always late, you spilling drinks, you cursing out clients, you drunk. But everything else is right. Now, if I take you in another environment, all of those characteristics and traits that you got is great, but in the bar, it's highlighted. So tension, the cycle of abuse, is a breakdown in communication. The number one problem that starts the ball to moving is separation or isolation. Now, it's done mentally, not physically. You live in the same house, you and your boo-boo, your significant other, you at your job, you go into the job. What happens? First thing that happens, the supervisor comes in and he says something to you don't like, what do? You turn him off. You stop communicating. You pull your energy out. Now, I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm telling you the process that allows for all of the psychological effects to take place. One of the biggest ones that happens that most people are not aware of, again, is some of the trauma that comes from isolation or the controlled noise, what they call the SSSS, the silent sound spread spectrum. Now, way back in the day, the Germans developed a system and a way to shorten people's lives using psychotropic medication and also to mind F people and cause neurological damage by using this basically helmet that they use that allowed them to control the amount of noise that a person could hear or not hear. This is called silent sound. Now, you can research this and go to Google and type in the word silent sound and look it up for yourself and what and how it affects the temporal lobe of the brain. So silence is a weapon. That's why they put people inside the hole in prison. What happens to a man that's inside an environment of isolation and no sound? You go crazy. So isolation is not a good thing. Now, isolation for periods of time is good, but isolation meaning cutting off yourself, meaning isolating yourself, meaning removing yourself from society is not a good thing. That is the number one pattern. Now, again, I'm exposing the pattern that drives the behavior that doesn't solve problems. Now, everybody has this. This is the whole foundation of my life management system because it was done to me. And then I give it to other people. Now, I didn't normally do it. That's why I had to research. Like, y'all think I normally ate trail mix so I can put holes in my teeth? I don't think so. The holes are in my teeth because I didn't know what I'm telling you. If everybody is listening to the sound of my voice, if you got children, if you got loved ones, they got any dental issues, you might want to ask them one question. Do they eat nuts and berries that's not organic? Now, there's other stuff that causes cavities too, but the other things were not as prevalent in my life as this. So your job is to make sure that you are gathering information that allows you to solve problems. Now, what is the difference between a rich man and a poor man? The difference between a rich man and a poor man is one thing, the ability to solve problems. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation that targets people knowingly or unknowingly. It is a manipulation tactic that is used by psychopaths to separate you from you. That's called isolation. So, number one, in your isolating pattern or your abuse. Now, remember the definition of the word abuse. It's not bad. It means misuse. It means misapplication and misimplementation. Now, remember, in my series that I did called EDHD, Energy Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, the modern psychology called it ADHD or what do you call it? Attention Deficit Disorder. I know that it is an entity or it is an energy. So it means I need you to misuse. Now, you got energy, but I need you to misuse it. Or I need you to misdirect it, or I need to misapply it. That is the only way I can get you in this cycle so that way you continue to break down the communication. So the number one thing that happens is the breakdown of communication. When that happens, that leads to a verbal or an emotional or a physical event. So number one is tension. Number two is the incident. Now, incidents are interesting. A lot of the incidents are psychic. A lot of the incidents are energetic. Most people don't even know when they are doing an incident or when they are receiving an incident because the incidents are usually in form of a psychological event. Like I was telling you before, gaslighting. There's another one that, and I can't break all of these down for the sake of time, but the other one is isolation. The other one is triangulation. The other one is hovering. Another one is scapegoating. Another one is what they call gray rocking. Another one is called mirroring. Another one projecting. Another one is baiting. Another one is love bombing. Another one is, again, isolating. These are all psychological techniques that bring about a misuse, mismanagement, and misapplication of energy. Now, I am not one of these guys. I know that there are professional guys and gals out there who are psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists, and all that other stuff. That's not the purpose of today's talk. Today, I'm talking to people that are like me. You're going through life. You got a problem. You don't know why you got this problem, but you need to get rid of this problem. And the best way to get rid of this problem is through education. So for some reason or another, you keep causing tension in your relationship. For some reason or another, you keep causing tension in your job. For some reason or another, everywhere you go, you cause tension. The reason you cause tension is there's a breakdown in communication with yourself. You're not communicating with your true self. You're communicating with your ego. So the number one negative habit pattern enabler or gaslighter, again, the thing that is feeding the energy, that's misusing, that's misapplying the energy, is a breakdown in communication. That means that your energy and your mate's energy is not the same. So anytime something happens in my relationship, I know that there's a breakdown in communication. I know that the energy, not the same. My job is to understand what's causing the isolation, what's causing the breakdown in the communication. Because if I don't find that, after the breakdown in the communication, one party has to do an incident, number two. Now, the incident is designed to take you to number three, the reconciliation. So we all do incidents. We all act out. Now, we learned this from a kid. Now, when you was a kid in a baby pen, you was hungry, you couldn't talk, you cried, you got bottled. So you connected crying equals bottling. So you cry louder, you get bottled faster. So we all learned through learned behavior or learned optimism that if I do A, I get B. And because we learned that as a kid, we carry that over unconsciously as adults. So number one, there's a breakdown in communication. Now, this is vibrationally. I am not talking about physical talking. I am talking about vibing. I'm talking about vibe. Brainium. Vibranium. I'm talking about vibe brain. I'm talking about whatever makes your brain vibrate. So when we talk about vibranium, when we talk about vibing, we are talking about two people that's on the same frequency. So the moment that two people are not on the same frequency, there is something called a disconnection. Now, once you're disconnected, you got to figure out, how do I reconnect? Now, unfortunately, we've been taught games. And so we use techniques. We use shizness that worked for us when we was a kid to reconnect. That's called an incident. So you create, my brother, you create, my sister, an incident. Now, there is a plethora of ways by which we create incidents. I mean, we'll be here all till Jesus comes back talking about, like one way that we create incidents, we go and we put people down. In other words, we call people out their names. We call people, hey, you're stupid. Yeah, we attack somebody else because it lowers their frequency down to ours so we can reconnect. Now, a lot of the other stuff that we do, we lie. We steal, we cheat, we give an opinion that we know is opposite to somebody else. That's called projecting. We grammar casting, we cast grammar. We call people the N-word, the S-word. We collaborate with people that we know the other person doesn't like. We talk in circles. We have all different ways, there's a lot of different things that we do to create drama, which leads to trauma. So this is called trauma-induced mind control. This is what we all do. We all are engaged in trauma. I'm going to cause you drama. That drama is going to create an inaccurate communication. This is misinforming or misinformation. This will I will never admit that I'm wrong. I'm going to always make you think you're wrong. This is a part of gaslighting. This is a part of understanding how psychic, which again is just another word for psycho, technology works. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has to understand, you don't need to major in the psychological terms like flying monkeys. Now, that's a psychological technique that is used, again, to gain control over other people mentally. Now, this is a psychological phrase that has to do with narcissistic abuse. It has to do with people who act, again, on behalf of somebody else. They take on a, quote-unquote, a triangulation, which just is another way to saying that you're going to act out. You're going to act a certain way to get a certain event. Now, it's very interesting because we can go really, really, really deep into all of the psychological ways by which narcissists and sociopaths, which is just a fancy way of saying people who are suffering usually from some type of a childhood abuse that resulted in what they called a class B or a cluster, which means that you just figured out how to suppress your sympathy and your empathy to get results. Now, targeted scapegoating is a big one because this is what we do. Now, everybody has to do an event. So I don't want to waste too much time talking about what type of event. That's a separate study for a separate time. But all it is, you are doing a psychological or sociological event. You create it in your head. You come up with something that's going to gather a response, whatever it is. Now, remember, people like to put labels on people. I'm not talking about labels. I'm talking about patterns because labels are not powerful. Labels are limits. So if I label you as a narcissist, all I just did was put you in a box to empower your narcissistic behavior. I did you a disservice. But instead of labeling you, I want to free you up. How? I'm going to expose the cosmic grot tour. I'm going to expose the negative habit pattern. What is the negative habit pattern? A breakdown in communication. You are breaking your vibe. You're breaking your chain. Now, if you want to do that, and I explain this out of my book, How to Break Emotional Cords and Soul Ties, or Negative Habit Patterns, or Demonic Soul Ties. What about angelic soul ties? What about spiritual soul ties? You don't want to break those. But this is how we break. Now, we come into an agreement. Some people get in an agreement. They call it marriage. And now, in a marriage, you got two people who agree. Now, if me and my wife agree that we are going to just be in a relationship, which we have with each other, then the only way that I can spiritually, nothing physical, remember, I'm a metaphysician, everything that's happening in my tooth, I got a physical hole in my tooth. But it's the result of violating a spiritual principle, which is don't eat GMO food because it's genetically modified. Now, if I had been eating trail mix that was not genetically modified, I would not have this phytic acid operating in my tooth that creates a hole in my enamel. But because I didn't know, remember, people pass for lack of knowledge. So what I'm giving you right now is knowledge. Number one, you broke the spiritual chain. Now, how did you do it? You created an incident. Now some people use physical. They take their fist, they put it in somebody's face. That's a physical incident you just created that causes what? Isolation. Some people are verbal. Some people are emotional. Some people, the good ones, they're psychological. And the real good ones, they are social. But the only way to solve everything I'm getting ready to say, life path. See, there are social paths. There are psychopaths. Then there are life paths. So if you ain't on your life path, that means you're a sociopath or a psychopath. The only question is which one you use. Now, once you create the incident, Then you got to blame, you got to argue, you got to treat God. Because remember, the whole purpose in life is to make sure that me and you ain't vibing. Because as long as you're not vibing, then that means you are misdirecting, you're misusing, you're misapplying your energy. The definition of the word abuse is the misuse and the misapplication of energy. It's misuse. The definition of the word cycle is circle. It's a wheel. So this is a circle that keeps repeating itself. There's four steps. The first step is I got to create tension between me and you. That's the only way I can disconnect our cord. It's a breakdown in communication. Once we start communicating, then, oh, man, I got to create an incident. But what is the motive for the incident? I really want to communicate with you, but the communication was broken, so I got to create an incident that I'm hoping is going to lead to number three. What is number three? Reconciliation. Reconciliation is the stage where you actually supposed to apologize. But what we do, we deny. We make excuses. Reconciliation is the third stage in the cycle of abuse. Now, I always thought that when you reconcile, that was a good thing. Unfortunately, the definition of the word rec, to return, con, swindle, isolation. So I'm going to return back to the thing that caused the disconnection. So when I'm coming to reconcile, am I really coming to reconcile to our true God-given design? Or am I reconciling with the enemy's mind? See, most of the time, the reconciliation ain't real, homie. I want to reconcile with you so I can continue to gaslight you. So let me make sure you understand the depth of how the negative habit pattern, which is the whole purpose of the life management system, is for you to dig down in there and expose the truth at the root. I will not have no more holes in my teeth because I found the root. What was the cause? What was the number one cause, again, of the problem? Phytic acid. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has to be able to understand reconciliation. Because that's the foundation of everything that I do. It is extremely important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand what I'm about to say. Because reconciliation is a good thing. But unfortunately, we are reconciling back to the wrong entity. We are reconciling back to the negative habit pattern. We are not, again, connecting with our God-given design. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because we want to reconcile, but we are reconciling back to the thing that caused the disconnect, not the thing that allows us to connect. You have to reconcile to what is vibrationally you. You got to vibrate according to your original, I call it your spiritual signature. That's just my term. You can call it whatever you like. Everybody has a spiritual signature. It's really your Diakonia report, or your Diakonia, not the report, but your Diakonia. Now, I just use the report to the report to show you your Diakonia. I don't worship gematria or numerology. I just needed to get you to it. So you create a breakdown in the communication. Now, this is done unconsciously. Everything we're talking about today, you're done because you're programmed when you was a child due to drama that produces trauma. This is called trauma-induced mind control. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, I don't care if your parents was freaking perfect, there was still something that, number one, oppressed you. That means you perceived it wasn't real. You just thought it is cruel. It is harsh and it is unjust. Maybe you ate three meals a day. Maybe you like the Melendez brothers. Them two knuckleheads are still in prison. They mom and daddy gave them everything. The one time that they told them no, they lost their minds and killed them. So they thought saying no to getting another $300,000 car was cruel, harsh, and unjust. Now me, my mama, daddy never brought me a car. But if you think that is your mother and father's job to buy you a car, you are going to perceive. It doesn't, everybody's perception is their reality. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. So remember, my brothers and sisters, this whole idea of thinking things is true and false is a trap. Your job is to understand what's making you feel. Now, everybody focus on what, okay, you know, Brother Will, they did blank, okay? I'm not interested in what they did. I'm only interested in how you feel, because what you feel is real. So you feel like you are being mistreated. You feel like this is cruel. You feel like this is harsh. You feel like this is unjust. Okay, I just gave you $100. Yeah, but you gave it to me in pennies. I got to count all of these freaking pennies, dude. I am angry. I'm upset because I know that you could have went and got dollars, but you brought me $100 in pennies. So I feel like that's cruel. I feel like it's harsh, and I feel like it's unjust. That, I'm disconnecting our communication vibrationally. So I'm removing the vibranium. I'm moving the vibe that connects me with your brain. Anytime you do that, that's gaslighting. Anytime you do that, you're starting the cycle that's going to go through all of the other things that narcissism and sociopaths lead, because you're on that path now. You're not on your life path. Now you got to gaslight me. Now you got to use the flying monkey technique. Now you got to be an enabler. Now you got to mirror me. Now you got to love bomb me. Now you got to be a scapegoat. Now you got to use the gray rock. Now you got to hover me. Now you got to you got to race bait me. Now you got to project me. Now you got to isolate, no contact me. Now you got to go through all of the narcissistic behavior by which to control me, because you can't control me now lovingly. So now you got to use techniques. You got to use emotional tools by which to, again, to create. You just created the incident. And then you want to reconcile, but you're the abuser. You are emotionally using psychological and social techniques to result in tension. But your true goal is you really do want to reconnect. But unfortunately, the ego, not the spirit. We're not walking in the spirit because we're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Because the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot do these things. So instead of reconciling with my spirit, or with your own spirit, you're reconciling with your flesh. So you don't apologize. Instead, you give excuses. Instead, you blame the white man. You blame the black man. Or you blame the gray aliens. Or you blame. Now you are playing the blame game. Oh, now you are a victim. It's not your fault, brother. It's because you dropped on your head when you was little. So you got to, hey, it's your mom and daddy's fault. It is anybody's fault, but it's not yours. Now, you are denying. Then the next thing, you deny that the abuse even took place. So you're telling me, okay, well, you know, now this is what I did. I can't speak to nobody else. But, you know, I said, okay, so what? I lied. You know, I cheated. I did all this stuff. It wasn't that bad. Get over it. I mean, every dude cheats. Come on. Like, what's wrong with you? Freaking grow some cojones. So now I got to belittle you. I got to make you feel like what you're feeling ain't real. Women, y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that dude you with, he's probably doing the same shiznit. Because he can't. I mean, I can't take responsibility and say I cheated because I'm a low-down dirty dog. No. No. The devil made me do it. I got to use the shell game, and I got to continue to move the blame to a different shell. See, I've done all of this stuff. You know, I'm one of the greatest. Yeah, y'all, all these other sociopaths, psychopaths, them fools can't even shine my shoes. Ask my kids, they'll tell you. I put my first wife on there. She could damn sure tell you. So, again, I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. So, you create, well, let me rephrase it. I created tension. Then after I created the tension, I created an incident. And then after I created the incident, I really felt sorry. I wanted to reconcile, but instead of apologizing, instead of connecting with my spirit, I just came back and connected with my ego, because I denied the fact that the breakdown in the communication was because of my ego. I denied that. I am not addressing the true cause. And so the negative habit pattern of abuse continues. So most people unknowingly, especially members, I mean, the whole purpose of today's show is really a private show for my life management members, so they can stop gaslighting each other and themselves, and stop love bombing and abusing themselves, and actually grow and attach to their life-sustaining pattern, which is called the Dear Kinnear. It's your destiny. It's your gift. Because your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. But, unfortunately, you don't see no benefit in it. You don't see no identity in it. So you're going to reconcile back to the ego, which brings you to stage four, which is the honeymoon or the calm stage. So number one, tension. Number two, create incident. Number three, reconcile. But instead of reconciling with the spirit, we reconcile with the flesh. But if we were to reconcile with the spirit, then we would own, we would take ownership of our actions. Even that's fake, though. See, the devil is smoother than we are. So the devil will have you have a false reconciliation with a false light. His name is Lucifer. We read about him in 2 Corinthians. Satan, that old dragon, who has changed himself into an angel of light. That's why you die. Don't go in the direction of the light, homie. You just coming right back to be reincarcerated through this reincarnation into this dirt suit. So you're not supposed to connect with no light. You're supposed to connect with a authenticity. That means you, because the kingdom of God is within. So there's something inside of you that says what you did was wrong, but you're going to make up an excuse. You're not going to own it. Even if you do own it, you're going to own it temporarily. And then that little voice in your head going to say, come on now, you know it really wasn't your fault. You know it really was her fault, not yours. She deserved it. Whatever you did, the other party deserved it, because they, you know, they treat you like trash. So the fourth stage, after you go from the tension, incident, reconciliation, then we go to stage number four, that's the calm before the storm. In this stage, you do a lot of projecting. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this one is deep. So the whole purpose of stage four is to forget stage one. But then it takes you right back to stage one. Because you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like you're doing a full step. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You go through your whole life. Then one day you wake up like me, you're knocking on 60, and you're like, oh, damn. I've been doing the fourth step all through life. I'm tired. See, the fourth stage is the forgetting stage. This is the place where you forget. This is a stage where you get into the honeymoon stage. You forget all the dirt that you've done, and you focus on the one thing that you did right. One. Now, you did 9 things wrong. You did 10 things. 9 things wrong to break the vibe in the house or with your mate or on your job or with your diet or with your God. 9 things wrong. You violated. There's 10 commandments. You violated 9 of them, but one of the 10 commandments you got right. Oh, man. You put all your energy on that one commandment you got right. There's nothing wrong with that, but you never addressed. You never took responsibility. You never responded to the ability that's inside of you. Now, really, all of this, now remember, how does negative habit patterns even exist? Negative habit patterns only exist because of a lack of authenticity. That means you don't believe who you are. Now, I can tell you, which I've already done, if you're part of the life management system, I've already told you who you are. But I guarantee you don't believe me. So therefore, you don't believe me. Guess who you're going to believe? Your ego. Your ego going to say that, hey, what you do, you should not charge no money for it. Now, let me make sure I get this right. Because I used to have this is good right here. So I'm going to put my energy into now, according to universal spiritual law, whatever you give, it's going to be given back to you. But you're telling me you don't deserve to be given back to. That's what you're saying. You're saying that God in the universe is whack. You're saying that God don't know what he's doing. Anytime you give away your products, your service, or your information, you just gaslighted somebody. That's why I don't do this no more. Now, there's nothing wrong with giving away a sample. There's nothing wrong with letting somebody try a introduction. But if you give away it now, you got a 10-chapter book. There's nothing wrong with giving away chapter one in the intro. But if you're giving away 8 chapters of your book, that means you don't see no value in the book. Now, I know you're going to do like I used to do. You're going to rationalize it. You're going to say, well, Brother Will, you know what I'm saying? It's not this, brother, not that. Trust me, dog, I've already been there, done that, got 2 T-shirts. It's a part of self-worth. Now, remember, your self-worth determines your net worth. I can tell me, and this is amazing. I've never seen it. I've never seen somebody with a high self-worth and a low net worth. I've never seen it. People tell me that it exists. I just haven't seen it. Now, net worth is very interesting because even if you don't hold the net worth, you still obtain the net worth. It follows you and it tackles you down. Now, you may donate it, you may give it away, but net worth is a mindset. It has nothing to do with money. It's a mindset that says, I have worth and value. Net worth comes from clarity. Clarity gives you confidence. Confidence gives you certainty. That's why you always have money. Now, you may not have it physically, but it's like a stream. It comes into your life, it goes out of your life. Comes into your life, it goes out of your life. Comes into your life, goes out of your life. Why? You ain't trying to hold it. You have love without ownership. Just try that on for size. Now, that's a tough one. Now, the only way you can love something without owning something is to be in communication with something. What does that mean? If I know me so well, I know my intentions. So let me make sure you understand. So if I know my wife, I know her intentions. So I know that even if there was some pain caused, I know that there was no intention involved. See, the only way tension exists is when intention is absent. The cycle of abuse is an indication of a lack of intention. And so everything involves around know thyself. That's what I want. That's the only thing I teach. I don't teach nothing but purpose. Nothing. Nothing matters. Even God, from our level, doesn't matter because God is in the form of purpose. God has to disguise himself because we are so get it driven. We are human beings. We're not human beings. We don't know how to be. We don't know how to go home and just sit there and just chill and relax. We don't have to do what? Well, let me rephrase that. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to come home and relax. I've never done it in a day in my life. I don't see it happening no time soon. That's been my goal in life, but I have not mastered the art of relaxing. My brain doesn't turn off, as I tell you guys. Now, the goal is to get to the point one day that I can relax, but I'm not there yet. Some same shizness enemy put on me. Hey, dude, you got to constantly go get it, God dog. You better go get it, homie. If it is to be, it is up to me. That's been my mantra 50-plus years. That dog does not hunt. In order for you to be successful in life, you got to already have. That dog hunts. Now, I'm learning. I'm a slow learner. It took me 50 years to get here. But now that I'm starting to overstand, as like I told God when it all started on January 1st of 2009, if you tell me the truth, I'm going to tell everybody and their grandmother. Like, I just found out the truth of why holes exist in people's teeth. I'm going to do a whole show, whole series, and write a book on it. Because why? Nobody else is telling nobody. Nobody is telling it. It has nothing to do with sugar. Now, a little bit, but the real reason is if your body cannot absorb what you eat, that, because the tooth is actually an organism. Just like everything else, it's actually a living, breathing organism. And so the inability to understand that is what causes the problem. So you are a living, breathing organism. You're an extension of God. So if you isolate yourself from God, if you separate yourself from God, if you stop communicating with God, that's stage one of the cycle of abuse. So everything starts with a lack of identity or a lack of identification with God. And that is purpose. So, well, like the Bible says, well, purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Inevitable. That just means it's a matter of time. So in my case, in my tooth case, well, phthalic acid exists, holes in teeth is inevitable. So if I don't remove it, 50-plus years on the planet, I did not remove it. The result, hole in teeth. No dentist told me that. How come the dentist didn't tell me that? Shit, they probably don't even know. But if the dentist's teeth is not in their mouth, the tooth is in my mouth. But it's interesting. If you administer enough pain, you get compliance. Notice I did no research until pain was implied. The pain in my mouth got so great, I was like, oh, hell no. The devil's a lie. This shit got to go. Guess what I started doing? Bro, I was staying up late at night. I was getting up early in the morning. I was researching 24/7, 365. I was inspired through pain. Pain is a wonderful thing, man. Y'all don't understand. Pain led me to the solution. I would never have a hole in a tooth in my mouth ever in life again. Because now I found the truth, not a version of it. You see, my mother died sitting in a rocking chair And I ran away. I didn't see the light leave a body. My brothers and sisters told me about it. I wasn't even there. I carried that guilt and that shit around for years, man. Y'all don't even know. You want to talk about anger? Man, I don't even know if you can freaking, you can't even spell it. Most people, not you. Because in my brain, I was supposed to be there to protect my mama, even though she didn't protect me. So, yeah, I had something called anger, brother. I had something called anger, sister. And then I grow up and I become an adult, and then I take my kids and I go down to the damn church or the freaking cult and do the exact same thing my mama did. This shit is learned. I did not read it in no damn book. And everything you're doing, you learn from your freaking environment. And until you stop and examine yourself, you are not going to know yourself. You're not going to know why you're in this vicious cycle. And the only thing that's going to get you out is problems. So you should thank God for your problems. Because I'm not in a religious cult. I exposed them today. Why? Because my black ass spent 20 years in a damn cult. Now, they don't call them cults today. They call them churches. They don't call them cult leaders anymore. They call them reverends and doctors and bishops. But they still got the same five techniques that I wrote about 20 years ago to wash your brain. That way you be a good yes man. Boy, go get that box. Yes, sir, massa. And you go get the box. Oh, it's great, brother, but it's something about pain that makes you exit the game. So God gonna keep applying the pain. It's okay. That's how we learn. I mean, I wish that was a better technique, but I would still be in trouble today if it wasn't for this hole in my tooth. I'd still be sitting over there in church giving some Reverend Dr. Bishop $40,000 a year, sending my kids to a private school, $600 a month, them suckers, they ain't teach them nothing. They're watching videos all day. I'd still be doing it today if I did not experience pain. So I thank God for a problem. So when problems come into my life, I embrace them. I run. That's what I tell you guys all the time. I start problems because I know they contain solutions. I ain't scared of no devil. No, come on in, Satan. Sit your ass down right here. Let's talk, brother. Bring all your horde with you. Why? They can't beat me. I don't think so. Now, they used to. I used to be scared, poor little critter. I know more. I take on all comers. All comers. I fight. And I stay ready. I ain't got to go put on no suit. I don't need to consult no curanderos. I stay ready. Because I know the game. And the game is they got to get you to break communication with yourself. You don't love yourself, man. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the negative habit pattern. That's that demon I'm trying to expose. Why come you don't love yourself? Bad stuff happened to you. Your mom and daddy treated you wrong. Yeah, dog, talk to me. I've been there before. Until you look that devil in the eye and get your old freaking confidence back, get your enthusiasm back, see worth, see value, see love, you're going to keep giving away your shit for free. And you're going to keep struggling. Your job is to see that you're the most valuable person on the planet. The only subject that you should be studying is you. You're spending time reading and studying anything else is a waste of your freaking time. The only thing in life that matters is you. And until you get to the point where you understand, I'm not talking about no ego, just self, fleshly. Y'all should already know me better than that. That's not how I roll. I'm talking about the spiritual self that allows you to oscillate and vibrate in love without ownership. That's what that means. If my wife walks into the house right now and say, honey, I've been banging the neighbor. What you going to do about it? I'm going to walk over there, give the neighbor the key. I'm going to get my black ass in my car, and I'm going to leave. I'm not interested in owning nothing. Now, I can manage the world. You can give me a multi-billion-dollar business, I will manage it for you like clockwork. But I ain't interested in owning nothing. That's a lie from the pit. Everything, my children, cars, houses, my children, they got their own lives. I don't call, hey, boy, you need to do this. I used to do that crap when I was young, dumb, and stupid. My children got their own brains. They got their own spirit. They got their own minds. They got their own way of thinking. My job is to love them unconditionally. You want to drink? Okay, son, I love you anyway. You want to, you know, my daughter want to do this, that, and the other? Okay, I love you, no problem. When you finish, call me. I'll be here waiting for you. Love, brothers, love. That is the only way to exit the cycle of abuse. Everybody is in this cycle because the universe is in this cycle. That's why everything on this earth is cyclical. It's a circle. It's a cycle. It's a kirka. It's a church. Your job, get the hell out. Y'all watch the movie, Get Out? That's what everybody got to do, get out. The four steps again. You have to accept something that creates tension inside of you, meaning I'm telling you that you have worth and value. There's another thought that says, well, Brother Will, I have worth and value, but that thought, that's the form of communication inside of you. Your job is to remove that thought because that is creating a breakdown in communication between you and you. Never let something or someone come between you and you. You cannot love something more than you love yourself. I know everybody tell you that. That's a lie from the pit. Number one, tension building. You got to build tension. That's intention. So my question to you today is, what's your intention? What are you intending to do with the tension? Well, I intend to love, have joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. That is my intention for today's show. I came on today's show with the intention of sharing some information that's going to allow you to love yourself, to have joy in yourself, to have the fruit of the Spirit. That is my intention. That if we can communicate on that level, see, if you're not communicating with me, that means me and you miscommunicating. You think I'm on here because I'm trying to cause division. So if I said something that you didn't get no love, no joy, no peace, that's Lucifer. That ain't me. I did not come on this show to try to create no tension. I came on this show to create intention. I intend for you to have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against those things, Lucifer ain't got no damn power. But unfortunately, I know that you are trying to create an incident. You're going to find that something to blame me, to argue, to create threats. You have to. That's the cycle. The cycle is you've got to find something to blame. You've got to find something to argue about. You got to find something so you can disrespect somebody. Because really, the problem is inside of the self. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, it is so important that you understand trauma and the cycle of abuse. And what stage that you are in. Because there are some people who are always being angry. They are always looking for conflict. Why? Because they are in a battle and they are fighting inside of themselves. Your job is to walk away. Pray for them, but you can't do nothing for them. Anytime you see somebody that is angry. Now, I'm not talking about reading about anger in a book. I used to be angry. I still got a lot of anger, as you can tell. But if you see somebody who is continuously angry and looking for conflict, that means that they got a battle going on inside of themselves. There's a miscommunication with their true worth and their true desire. I'm a whole lot closer to understanding my true worth and my true design now than I was yesterday and the day before that. And the day before that, and the day before that. Am I there yet? No. But do I understand why I'm not there? Yes. And every day I wake up, my intention is to go there. Where? Be one with myself. The kingdom of God is within. But I still got buttons, unfortunately. I'm working on it. Y'all pray for me. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I am a work in progress. Like they say in like the old Baptist churches, Jesus ain't finished with me yet, brother. Jesus still working on me, man. So I ain't there yet. Neither are you. That's why we doing the day show, so that we can all work together to move in the direction of oneness with the Father. That is the goal, to remove this negative habit pattern, because we are doing a cycle. So we engage in negative habit cycling. We got to get out. We got to get out of this cycle. It's been going on too long. How do we get out of the cycle? Unconditional love. Love without ownership. So I can love you regardless of what you say or do to me. Man, that is so easy, but it's hard. But it works every time I do it. My wife comes home, and I tell myself, I don't care what she says or does. And I just use my wife as an example. My wife is actually pretty good, actually. But, you know, I don't have no other example. Or listen to my kids, so whatever. My kids may do stuff that I don't like. I don't do everything my kids do. But they're my kids, so what am I going to do? They grown. I'm going to go to my son's house and say, hey, son, I think you should cut your grass now, brother. Hell no, he cuts his grass great. If he don't, hey, that's his grass. I'm going to love him anyway. That's my job. That's your job. When you do that, it frees up your power. And you can take that power and you can put it into your purpose. Now we're talking about something. Taking power, your attention, your time, and your energy, and putting it into your God-given purpose. But before you do that, you got to know what it is. You got to see value in it. That's the purpose of the life management system. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I want to thank you so much for spending this hour and, we went over a little bit, hour and 10 minutes, 15 minutes with me today. And if you're not a member of the life management system, please email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can get you out of this cycle of abuse and we can connect you with your life-sustaining pattern. It is beautiful to wake up every day. And you may not be where you want to be physically, but you are always where you should be mentally. That's a beautiful place to be, to have a ruling disposition, a mental disposition that is a single standing column of purpose. That's it. That's the key to life. Having a mental disposition that says, I don't care what the enemy does. I only care about what God says. So outside demonstration does not override my inside revelation. That's a beautiful place to be. Outside demonstration, I don't care what's going on outside of me. It doesn't override what is going on inside of me. My inside revelation overrides outside demonstration. That's the purpose of a life management system. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the book, set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.